It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week we hear from Harlow Hill on cover crops.
We have almost always spring grazed our fall planted wheat. In the past 3 or 4 years, since corn prices went down, we have been planting rye in the fall on a good share of our irrigated ground. We graze this in the spring with steers that will later go to grass, and also calve some cows on it in April and May. We do this with fairly large numbers of cattle using one-wire electric fence in order to help with our rotation management. The goal of this is to keep the rye from joining, which stops the good leaf production. If the weather helps out by not getting too warm, we have been able to use this rye until late May and early June. On the ground that we have decided not to plant short season corn, we have been planting several different warm season annuals. While these annuals are getting some growth on them, we have been using our native range. Some of the advantages we see by using cover crops is it helps take the heat off our native range, saves water on the irrigated ground, and it also furnishes an early forage in the spring. We have concerns about compaction and maybe should be using more of the deep-rooted tubular crops in order to help break up the hard pan.
That's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the NGLC and Nebraska Extension.